Good morning, good day, good evening. Welcome to another episode of Hashtag From Coach to Coach, Hashtag We Talk on Mondays. This is your host, Francisco. Today I have a pleasure to bring you Jorge Carrillo. He's based in Mexico. And as usual, I will let Jorge to be the one to introduce himself to our episode. Thank you. Jorge, welcome.
Francisco, thank you very much. Greetings to everybody here in this podcast. It's an honor to share a bit of my expertise and insights into the coaching world. So I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Jorge, for accepting to be my guest. As you said, let's listen to the story of Jorge about his level of expertise and his coaching experience. Tell us.
Well, I've been facilitating change for over 18 years. My first experience with the personal development field was with neuro-linguistic programming. Mm-hmm. I focused into developing my skills in that area. And later on, I had the opportunity to innovate my own practice with what it's called the energy psychology. I was pioneering in Mexico the EFT or tapping practices. I was at that time, about 15 years ago, learning and developing skills into assisting for healing processes mostly. My interest at that time was focusing more into deep psychology approaches.
Yes.
I saw a vocational calling into that particular area. Eventually, I felt the interest to explore other approaches with the interest to be more amicable into the organizational field. No,
I see.
Previously to that, it was more a clinical approach. I was interested in doing also organizational work. And by destiny or coincidence, I had a chance to meet my mentor, a British scientist, Pamela Saunders, who happened to develop a psychology based on her expertise designing, this is very, very interesting, military radars with artificial intelligence. So this particular work was very interesting at the time when I met this person, because it was very resonant with my particular interest and studies in Oriental philosophies, mostly Indian tantric philosophies.
I see.
And I saw a correlation which was so deep that I thought that this was the way forward. This particular work understands that we process consciousness through our senses outwardly, and that information then comes back as a radar. The analogy is very interesting. And as well through our senses of perception, not only the external senses, but the internal sensors, we perceive the energy, the information, and we make sense of it. We organize it, we give meaning to it, and that allows us to create the behaviors that allows us to relate with the world in any aspects, in the manifold ways that life happens. When I began the training in this particular approach, I saw that this could take me deeper into the clinical work. It's a methodology that understands how reality is built in our minds.
Yes.
And because of the approach, it is based on fractal mathematics, chaos theory. So this work is like a universal key to any problem. And in this particular stage of my training or my inception into this psychological model, I began experiencing not only the clinical work, but taking it to a more practical approaches, which is coaching.
Yes.
As this allows people to be their own facilitators of change. This particular approach works with exercises that people practice. They are processes based with patterns of questions. So these patterns of questions allow people to navigate with open eyes their mindscapes. And my work as a facilitator is just holding space, providing the exercises So then the people, they can coach themselves into any particular goal, challenge, or resolution of problems, mainly traumas. This is a very interesting approach because what I've learned is that the less influence a facilitator, a coach, a therapist has over the process,
yes,
it allows the person to work with their own internal reality, therefore allowing them to have the proper insights and the proper integration of information and experience of their lives.
I see.
In order to allow their emergence of different of more clean and efficient mind structures. This allows people to achieve a deep resolution of emotional patterns, cognitive abilities, the possibility to increase or to refine the learning processes. And people then, with this clarity of mind, with this resilience as a byproduct of this work, allows for people to find the best way to relate with their world, with their challenges. And this is very healthy because then people are in charge of their own reality. And as a facilitator in these processes, what I do is observe the signals that are unconsciously put forth in the work of the people. We understand that our present selves operate, they behave within the patterns of previous experiences that have limited us, and those limitations are constantly being signaled unconsciously through our behaviors, through our interests, through our unique expressions of self,
yeah,
the way we dress, the way we speak, the way we relate. And as a facilitator, what I do is help people to understand, to make sense of those signals in order for them to allow them to walk this path of self-discovery and understanding.
Yeah.
And improvement of their own skills. The nature of this work, because it is based on engineering processes, basically a life cycle, is mainly focused in allowing people to create the initial conditions for any particular change process. From this perspective, we understand, and from the chaos theory, that any complex and complicated experience is based on very simple conditions, just like a chaotic system. There are attractors, simple attractors that create this movement that we understand as chaos. When we allow people to reach those initial conditions, to resolve them and make sense of that, the system self-regulates, and that is very healthy because it is a very natural way, a very organic way to create a new sense of self. Usually, when people are very young, we are exposed to traumatic experiences that will create these mind structures, and there are residual previous selves of our own experience, which are constantly communicating and developing throughout our ages. And if we observe ourselves and we observe people, they are usually showing behaviors that are related to previous ages.
I see.
People who are signaling different ways of behavior that are related to childish experiences, to womb experiences. For example, usually people who smoke a lot, they have an oral fixation. This oral fixation, what is signaling, it's a traumatic experience at the age in which the toddler was still sucking on the mother's teeth.
Yeah,
that particular experience offers a little baby, a toddler, the nourishing experience, but also the connection and the security being held by the mother.
Okay.
If a particular experience happens at that moment, the person will be signaling something belonging to that particular age. So what we see in someone who is constantly smoking is a little baby sucking on the mother's. It's the need for someone to relate him to that experience in order to achieve security or manage their own stress or anxiety. And this is an example that happens in many other ways in a fractal sense, because we can see that in a particular social signaling. For example, and this is very interesting in these particular times, the present economic model is based on a childish, on an infant's signal. When we have the idea of a constant economic growth, any yep. health system will develop itself, will grow until a moment in which it stabilizes and yes. it then looks forward to balance itself.
Okay.
Previous to that, it's an immature signal of a child. So the economical system is based on a childish structure. And we can see that in the nanny state as well. No? So we are surrounded by different expressions at different levels that show us how the humanity as a whole, social groups, individuals, are still trapped in previous selves, and we need to help them to mature to the present time, to be in the present, right here, right now. That means that we, when we are in the present, we can allow ourselves to be clear on whatever is happening, and to develop the proper behaviors, the proper set of beliefs, the proper strategies to make a healthier world, to make a healthier life of ourselves. Whether we want to focus this work in a particular coaching process for business applications, family relations, education, this can happen as well. So yeah. what I do mostly is to provide the environment and the tools to make the proper adjustments into the systems that are behavioring, that are operating within a person's interest.
Okay.
If this has to be taken to a group experience, we aim to develop what we call group mind, to have a group understanding whatever challenge they have from the same set of perspectives, in order to have the proper understandings, and then the group can evolve and move very harmoniously into a next stage of their own life cycles.
Yeah.
So the idea of my work is just helping people to mature to the moment in which they can find the best solutions for themselves. And this is amazing, Francisco, because the dependency of so many systems, so many structures in mm-hmm. the social world are not needed anymore. And that allows to be a natural self that gives us congruence and cohesion with the principles of life. This is very, very interesting as well, because we are very much dissociated with the life, with experience of nature.
Yeah.
So in a sense of a renewal, we have to go back into this particular set of experiences, because the world needs to be healed ecologically, economically, socially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my work is aiming to facilitating this kind of human beings.
Yeah, yeah. Jorge, that's a lot of nice experience, theory, and as well as discoveries, right? In your sharing. But I understand that you act as a facilitator to give that space for the individual, for them to give bar in the internal reality, right? But when you were telling me this story, I was wondering how an individual would be able to say, hey, this is what I need. I have to talk with Jorge because I need this kind of healing. You know what I mean? Is how would they, that this is the process they need?
What we usually understand is that people need to sort their inner selves.
Yes.
So that would be the first step. For that matter, what we need to do first is to bring forth the clarity of mind in order for people to release all the background noise that impedes us to have the proper understanding of what we are living, or being able to observe the real challenge that we have ahead.
Yeah.
Usually people are not very aware, not very conscientious of the problems they are facing. There's a lot of noise they need to clarify. So that would be a first step. It would be what we call the requirement stage. to clear out the person's mind in order to understand what it is the requirements that the person might have.
I see.
Because the person might need something, but that particular need might not probably honor or offer the resolution that the person has. So in order to sort the inner selves, that would be the first stage. When that stage is completed, then what we need to heal, what we need to sort out, it's our relation with the world around.
Yeah.
Because we are constantly, from the very experience of our conception in our mother's womb, we are constantly being aimed, we are being receiving the projection field of the world around. And that projection, it's a very strong pressure energy that conditions us to accept sets of values that are not necessary for us to use. They condition us into social games. They condition us into social conflicts. So we need to understand that. We need to release that energy that it's constantly pressuring us. When we do that, then we have the clarity of self in order to then proceed to the next stage, which would be to bring the momentum towards the path of life that we really need to walk. If we're not clear in our minds, mm-hmm. If we haven't sorted out our relation with the world around, whatever vision, whatever need, whatever path we aim to walk, to achieve, will be distorted. It will not be clear.
Yeah.
And that might not work in the best interest of the person.
Oh.
So these three stages are an integral part of the work, whether it's a psychological process, a coaching process, an organizational development process.
Okay.
So whomever is interested in working in these particular tools, this is the steps that it will happen throughout many exercises that are delivered.
Yeah, and I was just curious in that because I listen to this process and the tools that you state or the framework, right? Oh, this sounds like a long process. Is it, or am I right? Or so what is the, if you're going to be able to invite someone in your coaching session or in your psychological or organizational, what could be the expectation of your client? For the complete the whole cycle, let's say.
Sure. It might sound like a long process, but it's really not.
Oh.
I usually deliver my work in 7-day retreats. In a 7-day process, it's a very intense process of self-discovery. A person will go walk through these three particular stages. So because it is fractal, and the idea is to find the initial conditions of the limiting situation. What we do is like a laser surgery into those particular structures that are needed to resolve.
Uh-huh.
When those particular structures are resolved, everything that was created after that experience collapses and self-organizes. So paradoxically, although it is might look like a lengthy process, it's an accelerating way of enlightenment. When people, because of their time availability or because they are interested in working in something not as deep as what I usually offer, we can engage in one-day processes of coaching. Usually what I do with in a very practical sense of my work with the people who are beginning to learn of this work and previous to taking the decision of going into a 7-day retreat, I usually work on a one-day program, one-to-one work, sometimes a two-day program, because the idea of my work is to offer these processes, these exercises, and these exercises will be delivered by the client in their own style. So yeah. I have to allow for the right time for the person to work properly in their own style. So that will take a bit of time, but it's really a short span of it's a really short investment of time.
I see.
Considering the depth and the results that we're aiming to work, it's really an accelerated process of change, which is what people need in these present times. time is too valuable to spend 2 years in psychotherapy or six months in coaching every week. We need to go fast and furious, if I may.
I was having in my mind is it's like looks like the process or the program you provide is more of the, as I said, intense. 7 days intense looks like it's a retreat. So I don't know if it's like minimum between 7-8 hours of sessions individually and group, whatever. Each day there will be some kind of activity. Each day there will be some kind of learning. Each day some kind of discoveries and so on until you're able to, you know, go to the inner part, crash that, open it, fix it, visualize it, and start the change.
Oh. Yes, the work I do in a retreat context, it's like reconceiving ourselves in the womb, as if we are conceived back. Going back to that moment.
Yeah.
So that's the process of the 7 days work, and it is very interesting because what we've seen as a result in most of our clients, it's that after the retreat, there is a 9-month period of change. Because people are dramatically changing after the retreat. The dynamic in the relation with the world around starts to move in a different way, and they start to develop the proper insights in order to achieve the learnings in whatever life presents after the retreats. So it is a very, very intense experience of self adjustment into a new reality after our retreats. For example, and this is very interesting. I have been with people whose relationship with their spouses, it's not very good. And they are trying to sort this out. And or a business leader who's struggling in their business.
Mm-hmm.
So for some reason, the particular relation they have with these contexts are going into a destiny of breakup or conflict in the company, that might seem like an unescapable destination. Nevertheless, when we work with these processes, the yes. idea is that we help to the life cycle of whatever experience we are stuck into. They have to finish their life cycle and then we move on. So whatever needs to finish after the retreats, people will engage into finishing the life cycles of those particular experiences, like a marriage or a particular relation with their partners. But the nature of the ending of the relating is completely different. It's with emotional intelligence, with resources in order to achieve the best outcome from everybody involved.
Yes.
So people come and tell me, Jorge, it's amazing because if I hadn't gone through the retreat, I would have been engaging in lawsuits,
yeah.
in conflicts, in very economical high costs, but I found myself making the decisions emotionally being guided in a way that everything came forth very healthy. And that is the idea of whatever we do after the retreats, that we can engage into a new relation with life in a very healthy manner. Sometimes what I provide is a particular assistance throughout those 9 months of yes. change, because sometimes people need to make different understandings of experiences that they've never seen before.
Yeah.
So this is very, very satisfying as a coach, as a facilitator, because I can see from the distance how people are living a different life in a very healthy way. And that is really inspiring.
No, I mean, I suppose I understand that. In that 7 days intense retreat that you're stating, people has to realize a lot of things. You know, you come from the womb and then to your maturity, and a lot of things being changed in those moments, right? And as well, as you said, there will be another process of 9 months, and those 9 months, those individuals need some kind of guidelines because obviously they are quite still adjusting in all these changes, right? Jorge, before we close our session, just give me one sec here. What is the major, what could be an expectation of your potential client if they join this retreat?
Well, that's an interesting question. I'm usually not very fond of expectations as such. Uh-huh. A person would find a very, very natural way of discovering themselves from different perspectives that they are used to.
I see.
They will have a massive amount of insights into the situations that they are unconsciously operating. And that is liberating in a different levels, spiritually mostly. So a person that engages in this particular work, they can expect first dramatic changes beyond what they probably were thinking they were possible. They will find out that the signals of the world around will be so clear into what is needed in their lives that they will be they will have a more satisfying, more natural way of engaging in those particular observations and requirements from the world around. Mind you, this is like the Matrix. Once you take the red pill, there is no way back. And you will have also the proper relation with the world around and see how toxic the world has come.
Yeah.
And it is also very important to communicate, because we need to be more aware of those toxic games everywhere being played around.
I see.
That's also very challenging, because we need more people conscious of their own needs, their own selves, but also of what the world around needs, it needs in terms of healing and sustainability.
Jorge, amazing. Amazing story. I got the title of yours like Jorge Carrillo. He's like, be ready to be emotionally guided. I think that's what I got from our conversation today. And trust the process there and be there. Anyway, Jorge, our time is on. Thank you. Anything else you would like to add before we close? Or
well, I'm very grateful for this time. Sometimes time is not enough, so I hope I just hope I could confer a bit of inspiring ideas of what can be achieved, and certainly of what people can expect of this particular approach, which is revolutionary in many ways. So I think it's time for innovation. It's time for a brave engagement with our challenges, and if we find the right tools, we have to go for it. There's no time to be wasted in these modern times with so many challenges ahead.
As I said, always like continuous improvements, and we have to look for how can we change things. That you never know, innovation.
Yeah, we have to innovate ourselves. That's definitely a value that we have to embrace really with total conviction.
Yeah. Jorge, well, thank you very much again for your time, for your sharing, and this interesting topic that you shared with us today. Thank you.
Francisco, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the audience, and I wish you the best, and I look forward to have more conversations if that is
definitely
possible.
Looking forward for that, Jorge. Anyway, dear listeners, this was another episode of Hashtag From Coach to Coach, Hashtag We Talk on Mondays. Good morning, good day, good evening. This is your host, Francisco. Till then, be safe. Thank you.